It's really good to be out here with strangers. I had a very interesting pandemic and COVID, as I'm sure we all did. I was shortly before COVID happened, I had gotten engaged, right? That's okay. Thank you. Thank you. We broke up, and the universe is funny that way, right? It's like you get engaged, the universe is like, you really like this person? You want to be indoors with this person all day, every day? And it was good when it first started, but as things started to slow down, it was like, oh yeah, we kind of got into this, maybe a little prematurely. I do stand-up, I play music, I was very busy pre-pandemic, had an office job, and so we would hang out here and there, but I was also very busy, and I was like, yeah, this could work, you know? And then life slows down, and you really have to take a look at what's going on. And as it started to slow down, it was like, wow, I don't know if I want to do this. We were supposed to get married in June of 2020, and it became pretty apparent in March of 2020, and into April, we canceled the wedding. And I felt a tremendous sense of relief, right? And not just in a way of like, oof, boy, that would have been busy time. You know, it's like, whoa. So that's when I really had a feeling of like, maybe this isn't what I want to do, you know? And stuff started to slow down in the relationship. And we were just kind of coasting, becoming roommates. And even as we got closer and closer to June, when we were supposed to get married, I was so stressed out about it. The wedding was already canceled. I had gotten, I got shingles from the stress. It was already canceled, and I had shingles from stress, right? And when you get that medication, by the way, they're like, here's your herpes medication. I'm like, no. It is the same virus, but still. So I got that, and as we were kind of becoming roommates and things are slowing down, there's a tension there, but we're not really talking about it. We're getting in fights here and there. And at the time, my dad, he was working from home. He's a carpenter for Social Security out in Woodlawn, and he has had a series of heart attacks before. So with COVID and everything, he's kind of in jeopardy if he were to go into work, right? And kind of not great condition. So one day I was talking to my dad about it, and they were going to call the carpenters back into work, and we were talking about it, and it was really stressing me out, and I was worried about him. And after we got off the phone, I talked to my fiance at the time, and then her and I kind of got in a fight, and I wasn't sure what it was about. I went for a run, and I came back from the run, and on the run I realized the fight that my fiance and I, that we got into, I was like, it wasn't about the little thing of whatever it was, of lunch or whatever. Rarely, you know, I've done some therapy, so I'm like, I'm not mad at this. There's something behind this, right? And as I was running, I was like, oh, I was scared that my dad is going to die, right? And so I told her that. I was like, I apologize for being rude. I was just kind of scared about my dad. If he goes back to work, I'm scared that he might die. And she goes, well, I mean, that's his job. He might have to go in. I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. And so we broke up, and which is all for the better. You know, it was kind of a blessing in disguise. I think we both realized that we weren't each other's person. And so during the time that we broke up, I took the time, I left our house and gave her some time to get her stuff, and I actually ended up staying with my dad for a couple weeks, right? Which is very funny because we became roommates too, and he's like, do you want ice cream? I was like, sure. So we'd watch movies and hang out, and he'd talk to me about all kinds of stuff, and it was great, you know? And he was always, he's the most athletic guy I've ever met, just a natural athlete, and he's my stepdad, but for all intents and purposes, he is my dad, right? And so when I was young, we would try to play basketball, football, all that stuff, you know? Here's this athlete, and then he gets me, and I'm like, I'm sensitive. I'm an artist, right? And he's like, can you catch a ball? I'm like, that's scary. But he became, over the years, very, very supportive. And when I started doing comedy, he was all about it. He did say, he was like, when did you get funny? Because you weren't funny as a kid. And I was like, I think this is the reason I'm a stand-up. But he was very, very supportive. He started coming out to shows. He was very cute about it. He would be in the audience, and he would talk to, like, the staff. And so they'd be like, sir, can I get you a drink? He's like, yeah, Josh is my son. They're like, what? So he was very proud, very sweet. And so we ended up moving in together. Relationship, my engagement fizzles out. I go back home. And things are kind of starting to go back to normal as far as pandemic stuff goes, right? As normal as it can be. And he was having some stomach problems, some indigestion, and he was really upset about it, so he scheduled a colonoscopy. And as he said, he's like, you get to a certain age and they put a camera up your ass. And I was like, cool. So he went and got his colonoscopy, and, you know, you just think this is going to be a standard thing. It's just something that you have to go through, and, you know, he's going to be okay. I go to pick him up from the colonoscopy, and the results are that they found a likely malignant tumor in his ascending colon, a large likely malignant tumor. Now, my dad has always been a pretty stoic guy, and I've never seen him cry. And when I went to pick him up on the elevator ride down, he had his mask on. And he was just staring straight ahead. And I was like, I was trying to be strong for him. And I was like, hey, man, whatever it is, we're going to take care of it. And he just looked forward and he just said, I'm going to die. And it just shook me, you know. I mean, right to my core, I had never seen him like that. But he had been strong for me so many years, so I was strong for him. And I was like, we're going to get through this. We're going to figure it out, you know. So we schedule surgery. They're like, it's likely malignant. We're going to biopsy it. Whatever it is, it has to go. So we schedule the surgery. And he's depressed, obviously, you know. But I'm trying to stay positive for him, and we're going to get through it. And as the weeks are going, we get the surgery. Luckily, we can do it in like 2 weeks. They have to remove a foot and a half of his colon from where the mass is, as well as like basically what's around it. And so we're going through it, and we get the biopsy results back a couple days before the surgery, and it was negative. So that was great. So it wasn't cancerous. It was, yeah, it was quite the relief. Yeah. So he gets the surgery, and surgery goes well. And I was just so happy. And I go to see him as soon as I can. They're like, yeah, you can go see him in his room. And he is the highest person alive. He was so happy. You know, he didn't look like he just got a foot and a half of his colon removed. He was like, oh my God, you're here? And I'm like, yeah, dude. And he was just so happy, and we were talking, and he was in a great mood and feeling good. And I was like, all right, so what's going on? What'd the doctor say? When can you leave? And he goes, I swear, this is exactly how he said it. He goes, as soon as I can take a shit, I'm out of here. I was like, did the doctor say that? And apparently they did. So the nurse came in, and she put it a little differently. She was like, when he moves his bowels, that's when we know everything's going to be okay, right? Which is sort of what my dad said. So he's in there for a few days, and we're talking, and, you know, he's like, I haven't farted in a while. I'm like, cool, I like this dynamic. And I was like, did you move your bowels yet? Nope, haven't taken a shit yet, right? Okay. So I go to see him, and he's doing all right, and that day he was like, oh, I feel something. And he moved his bowels. The doctor came in, and they're like, yeah, everything's going to be all right. I'm like, is this how medicine works? They're like, hey, you took a shit, get on out of here, you know? And that's what happened. And so he's doing well now. They got it removed. And it was so weird, the conversations we were having, because I wanted to be supportive. But my dad just wanted to talk about his bowel movements nonstop. It was like how people talked about bread at the beginning of the pandemic. He was just like, yeah, I don't know about this batch. Didn't rise the way I liked it to, you know? So I'm going to let it proof a little longer. So we just talked about that for a long time, and but he's getting better, and I also started dating, and I'm very happy with the person that I'm with, and I was telling her all about the stuff with my dad, and she was very supportive, and we first started hanging out, and of course you want to play it cool, and you know, you're like, hey, yeah, I never poop, right, you know? And so we're hanging out at her apartment watching a movie, and the in her bedroom, and the only bathroom is connected to the master bedroom, right? So if you need to go in there to do something that's not as sexy, right? It's pretty clear what you're doing in there, right? You're like, yeah, I turned the fan on to pee. So in her apartment, her kitchen is actually in the front of the apartment, but it's below the first floor. So I was like, hey, I should go downstairs and get you some water. Do you want some water? So that was my move, to go down to the kitchen and secretly fart down there, right? I go down there, and I just unload. And I didn't realize she could hear me. My phone rings. As soon as I'm done farting, the phone rings. It's Mary. And I'm like, that's a weird coincidence in time. It's like, hello? And she goes, did you just fart? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, all right, well, everything's going to be all right. And now it is. So thank you guys very much.